Hello, everyone. Our devotion tonight, the title is The Christian Behavior. I'm going to read from Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. And Paul writes, "Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ." In some translations, the word conduct is translated as a conversation. And another translation says the manner of life. And another translation, which also I like, it says, "Meanwhile, live in such a way that you are a credit to the message of Christ." In Paul's writing to the Philippians, he encouraged the believers to be first unified, standing together, side by side, fighting together for the gospel. As if the apostle is telling them, don't be shy. You have a good story to tell, and it is the good news to announce. So stand firm and spread the news. By the way, it is the only good news there is in this lost world. And when they stand together with one heart and a singular envision, people will trust in the message they preach. As we look around us, we see a sad picture of the Church of God. Much time and effort are lost in some of the churches by fighting against one another instead of uniting against the real opposition. It takes a courageous church nowadays to resist infighting and to maintain the common purpose of serving Christ and setting an example themselves by how to live in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Friends, Christian living is very important. It means not only the talk of the lips, though it includes that, but it takes in the entire behavior. Dr. Ironside once wrote, "The apostle's exhortation to the church is to the effect that a whole manner of life of the people of God should be in accordance with the gospel of Christ. Therefore, if one accepts the truth of the gospel, belief should result in living." And that's why I call practical Christianity. Many pride themselves with knowledge, though knowledge is important, but it should produce conduct. Christian conducts. Doctrine is also very essential, and many people, they hang on to the doctrine. Very essential. But doctrine should mean duty, responsibility, humility, and a radiant life. Paul here in this section writes, he was inspired, of course, by the Holy Spirit, informing the Christians that the believer's assignment on earth consists not only of knowledge and doctrine, but living a life worthy of the gospel. Amen. Christians should be Christ-like. Citizens of heaven should behave accordingly. To lead this life comes with a price. For we cannot honor and magnify the name of the Lord in our lives without opposition. Paul again writes to the church at Philippi, saying in chapter 1, verse 28, "In no way be alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for you, and that too is from God." In brief, as Christians striving to live in a manner pleasing to God and to conduct a life worthy of the gospel, we should keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, and to maintain strong fellowship with our Savior, setting our minds on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. You will find this verse or part of it in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. To truly represent our Savior, we need to keep close to Him. We need to obey Him and practice our Christianity. To be a churchgoer is not enough. To participate in a church committee is not enough. To plan with no execution is futile. Nowadays, we have lots of goal setters and planners, but are short on workers. This is as one of our dear elders once said, where the rubber meets the road. We need to go to work and do not be discouraged by anything or anybody. We need to always remember that Jesus ever lives to make intercession for us, who keeps us from any unnecessary conflict that we face, especially during these difficult and trying days. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. We must never forget that we are kept in his love, and our fellowship with the Savior keeps us safe, victorious, and going at full speed, in spite of the traps of the devil. Friends, let's keep moving forward, forgetting what is behind, and let us conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. This should be our goal as we transit this wilderness. Amen. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.